因为Eric 弟兄在非洲，所以这个课呢由 Harold 长老会带几个星期啊，直到 Eric 弟兄从非洲回来啊。平常这个课是 Eric 弟兄带的。那今天呢在这之前呢，我们有个小通知啊，就昨天晚上没有讲，就是我们在春节2月9号会有个聚餐啊，是 potluck， 就大家自己带一些吃的来，可以欢迎大家邀请朋友啊，这个家人呢一起来啊，因为这边的春节不是长周末的假期，没有假期的，它是圣诞节的假期，所以我们就放到了周六的下午晚上5点半，2月9号是一个周六，就是下周六啊，因为我们2月5号是初一嘛，那9号应该就是初五是吧？啊，对，初五的晚上5点半啊，欢迎大家都能来，吃饭，然后加上一整个晚上的节目。估计在8点半左右能够结束，啊，大概是这么一个安排。所以我们一开始先做一个祷告。Maybe you pray, you pray for us.
Yes. Okay.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful for the privilege of being together today to learn the truth of God.
主啊，我们如此感恩，谢谢您把我们聚集起来，来学习神的真理。
We're so happy, Lord, that so many are with us, including some just briefly here from China. We thank you for bringing them.
主啊，我们如此感恩啊，您不但带领我们常来的，也带领一些短期在这里从中国来的朋友们也愿意进来听。
Lord, we pray that you will just teach us all this morning what we need to know.
也求您今天上午让我们明白您愿意让我们知道的真理。
We thank you that you're a God who is so big and so able that he is able to teach each one of us individually.
我们如此感恩，因为您是一位至大有能力的神，能开我们的心，让我们真知道这些真理。
And so, Lord, this morning from the Bible and from the words that we would speak, we pray that you will speak to each one of us.
今天无论是从圣经还是从我们里面要出来的话，求您带领我们都是出于您的。
We also pray for Eric that you will bless him in Africa today.
也求您祝福在非洲的 Eric 弟兄。
And for so many others of our friends, Lord, who are in China, you bless them as well.
以及我们一切还在中国的朋友们，求您祝福他们。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
这样的感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Very good. Well, I received an email a day or two ago from Eric. Did you, Roy, hear that Eric, did he send something to you?
Yeah.
I'm going to summarize what he told me, and then you summarize what they should know here, because they should get the message from Eric. Okay.So my message from Eric is that in the 2 weeks since he left us, they've been able to get to the missionary station. The weather has continued hot and dry, which means that they could get the supplies that they needed, but there's lots of work to do.
对，所以因为不是大家都昨天下晚上来了，所以我们把Eric 弟兄给我们的一封信呢，跟大家做一些分享。那大概的意思呢，就是他去了已经2周了，那边的气候呢非常的热哈，也非常的干，那还洪水季还没有到，所以他们还可以从河对岸呢把给养啊运过来，运到这边，他们那个医疗站是在河这边的。就他，对，他工作已经开始在做了。
He is preaching, and he works during the day repairing things, and then he preaches in the evenings and the weekends. He went to a new church, which is out in the country from where he's working.
所以他晚上在讲道啊，白天就是在做修理这个各种工程的工作，就是因为有个医疗站在那，然后周末他也会讲道，然后他们去了一个新的在郊外的叫乡村的一个新建立的教会。
There are a number of very new Christians there, and they're attempting to build a building that they can use for preaching.
所以在那个地方他们有一些新的基督徒在那儿，然后他们准备建一个新的教会啊。
But there are many people there who are victims of alcohol. There's lots of drunkenness there.
但那个地方呢，很多很多的人是酗酒的，就是受这个影响很深。
So these people desperately need the Lord, so we can pray for them.
所以我们可以为 Eric 祷告，因为那些人真的很需要主啊，求主开他们的心。
All right, so that's my summary. Roy, what do you add from your email?
Maybe I just read it in English for you, and then I told it in Chinese.
Okay, yeah.
We have been at Lukeway for more than a week. Work is progressing slowly, and there are many interruptions.Unexpected things to do. I'm finding the heat challenging at times and don't have as much energy as I would like. But the Lord has been continually hard. I have started a series of messages on the Christian's warfare and the armor of the Lord. Some say,They have been helped by the studies. Our internet connection is not very good. We use the mobile hotspot and download data from the cell tower about 15 kilometers away. But the reception is poor at times. Please give my love to all the saints and thank them for their prayers.God bless you and your beloved Peggy, Eric. So, Eric, 他现在在那个非洲哈，他因为那些工作特别慢，为什么？因为好多那些就是说他想不到的问题，经常他的工作被打断，所以他那里因为。他们那里信号也不是很好，而且他就是因为那里太热，他毕竟年龄大了，他感觉非常的虚弱。然后呢，他也讲了一系列的关于基督徒应该有的那些装备啊，和怎样去和恶魔战斗呢。所以他现在就是说，他继续在那里工作，因为他们那里那个网的那个速度很慢，他们需要把那个数据先 download 下来，先下载下来，然后再用这个数据来发。所以实际上他现在在那里需要我们大家的给他祷告，因为他毕竟年龄大了。
Okay. All right. So we'll get into our study now.Usually we go through chapter by chapter through John, but some of you are going to be going to back to China very, very soon.
那我们继续今天的学习啊。平常呢，我们是按照约翰福音一节一节往下查，因为我们这一小段时间有很多从中国来短期我们待在一起的朋友们啊。
And if you were to have a question, you might not be able to get it answered in China, so we maybe should deal with it now. So we'll try to do the question if you have one. If not, we'll carry on in John.
但我们为了这个新来的朋友们的益处呢，我们希望大家如果有问题呢，可以先问哈，因为很快大家就会回中国。如果没有，我们再继续我们的学习。有没有什么特别的问题
？Anybody want to put a question to us this morning？
有没有谁有问题呢？
戴老师有问题了。
我问了，肯定很幼稚啊！你们别笑话。
没有。 The question is on Genesis. Adam and Eve had two sons, right? Cain and Abel.
Yes.
And said both of them they are married, but whom they married with? where are their wives come from?
Yes. Adam and Eve lived a very long time.
亚当夏娃呢, 活了很长的岁数。
The Bible says that Adam lived for over 900 years.
圣经说呢, 亚当活了超过900年。
And the Bible also says that he and the others who lived at that time had many sons and daughters.
圣经也说呢, 他以及, 其他, 他生下来的这些孩子们, 有很多的, 儿女。
So Cain would have married his sister.
所以该隐应该是娶了他的妹妹姐妹。
Now the question is that good or bad?
那问题是这好或者不好呢?
That would be very bad for us to marry our sister.
那对于我们来说呢, 娶姐妹肯定是不好的。
But Adam and Eve were first created by God.
亚当夏娃是神造的第一代人啊。
And so they didn't have the genetic weakness that we have in our DNA.
所以他没有像我们有这种遗传的缺陷啊，在我们的DNA里，他们没有，他造了第一代嘛。
If we were to marry our sister, the weakness in our genetic structure would come out in the next generation, and there could be very serious biological problems.
如果我们和我们的近亲结婚呢，那基因的遗传所带来的缺陷就会放大，就会带来很严重的后果。
But that did not happen in the early days of the Bible because they did not have DNA weakness.
但这样的事呢，在圣经描述的最早期呢，并没有这种状况，因为他们还早啊，所以他们基因的麻烦没有，不像我们现在那么大。So
that's the very simple answer to your question.
这是个很简单的回答啊，对于你的问题。
怎么理解呢？重男轻女还是？Why
only mention men or sons, not mention daughters?
Why does it mention
kind of
the sons and the daughters? All right. Well, so let me get to that. Why only sons mentioned and not daughters?
为什么只提了儿子而没提女儿？
There are many answers to the question.
对这个问题呢，有很多的回答。
But the first answer to the question is this, that man was made first as being in the image of God.
那第一个回答呢，就是神造人的顺序呢，是先造的男人哈，按照神的形象和样式造的。
And his wife Eve was made for him.
那他的妻子夏娃呢，是为他造的，是用他的肋骨为他造的。
Okay, so what does that mean about us?
那这个对于我们来说意味着什么呢？
Well, it means that man has a particular job and woman has a particular job.
这就意味着呢，男人有他特别的工作，女人也有他特别的工作。
But the woman was made for the man.
然后呢，女人是为了男人的帮助者而造的。
The other problem. And I guess I'm summarizing 1 Corinthians 11 in what I'm saying. The other problem is that Eve made the big mistake. Eve said, I'm going to take that fruit and eat it.
那我们现在讲的就是哥林多前书的十一章啊，我们把它总结一下，就是夏娃犯了一个特别糟糕的错啊，就是她去吃了那果子。
Adam ate the fruit.
亚当也吃了。
Because Eve did.
因为夏娃先吃的。
Okay, Eve. Adam loved Eve, and Eve said, "This is good, Adam. You take it."
亚当很爱夏娃，但夏娃说呢，哎，这个是很好的，亚当你吃吧，亚当就吃了。
And Adam followed his wife.
因为亚当跟随了他的妻子。
Both were wrong, but Eve was the more wrong.
两个都有问题，两个都错了啊。那夏娃在这里面责任更大。
So those are two partial answers.
这是两个部分的回答。
The third answer is this.
那第三个回答是这个。
That Adam is a picture of Jesus Christ.
那亚当呢，是一个耶稣基督的形象。
And men and women are a picture of Eve, or Eve is a picture of men and women.
那男人女人，就地上的人呢，其实是夏娃所代表，就是夏娃是这样的一个形象。
So who is more important, Jesus or you?
那谁更重要呢？耶稣还是你呢？
The answer is Jesus.
是耶稣了。
And so why are you and I here?
那我们为什么要在这里呢？
We are here for Jesus.
我们在这里是为了耶稣。
Which is absolutely amazing.
这是非常非常奇妙的。
Why would Jesus ever love me?
为什么耶稣会爱我这样的人呢？
I can't understand why he would love me.
我不能理解为什么他会爱我。
I find it hard to understand how my friends put up with me.
我也很难理解我的朋友们为什么会对我这样。
But Jesus loves me.
耶稣会爱我。
So in the Bible, men are a picture of Jesus. They are supposed to be like Jesus.
圣经里呢，那男人他是要活出基督的样式，他是基督的形象。
In the Bible, women are a picture of the church.
那女人呢，是什么的形象？就是教会啊，就今天教会就是神主的新娘嘛。
And so men have a position, if you like, from a positional point of view, men are they're the decision makers, they are the responsible agents.
所以男人是头呢，他其实是一个决定的职责在他身上，他是负责的，他做决定的，就像基督一样。
And women, therefore, are part of that family.
那女人呢，是就像教会一样，她是跟随基督的，她是家庭的一员。
All right, just one other simple reference on this, and that's this. That some people say that means men are more important than women. Men are stronger than women. Men are better than women.
但有的人就因此说呢，哎，男人比女人更重要，更好，更强大，得出这个结论。
And none of that is true.
但这样完全都不是出于圣经的，这不对的。
Men and women are equal, but they're different.
男人和女人是平等的，但是不同的。
They have different responsibilities.
因为他们有不同的责任。
They have different capabilities.
有不同的能力。
But they are all equal in God's sight.
在神的眼里，他们是平等的。
And when we get to heaven, there's going to be no difference between men and women.
更多的是，当我们离开这肉体去到天堂的时候，就男人和女人再没有区别了，因为也不娶也不嫁了。
Okay, so women are just as important as men, but the Bible has determined to talk about men as in the leadership position because they are a picture of Jesus Christ.
但是，神的在神眼里他是平等的，只是他有不同的职责啊，因为男人是一个耶稣基督的形象。
Now that is a very fast answer. To a very big question.
这个问题很大哈，但是我们只能很快的这么回答。
The only reason that you would believe what I said is because God said it. That's God's answer.
你要相信我的这个话呢，其实就是因为神就是这么说的。
If you get two boys in a family,
如果你在一个家呢有两个男孩，
they're going to be different.
他们是不同的。
But they're equal.
但他们是平等的。
But they are. Doesn't matter who the two boys are in any family. They're going to be equal, but they're going to be different.
他们是完全不同的，他们有各种不同，但是他们是平等的，在你眼里是平等。
Each of us around this table are different, but we're equal.
对，我们也是，我们在座的每一个都是不同的。你的责任、你的能力都是不同的，但是你的在神眼里是平等的。
我的问题是，为什么光写男孩不写女孩身上呀？
对，就这个意思，就是他有不同的安排，对，但是他并不表明女孩就不重要。对，
既然是平等的，应该都要写。
对。Yes, she said, why only mention boys?
Why only mention boys? Well, it doesn't, the Bible doesn't only mention boys. There's many stories about women in the Bible.
对，圣经里有很多只讲女人的故事。在后面。对，只讲了女孩。就比如说路德记。比如说以斯帖记，对，就只讲了女的。
Usually in the Bible, there are stories about bad men and good women.
常常这个圣经里的故事里出现的是坏男人和好女人的故事。对，所以他。
我再问一个啊，我得抓紧时间，我要回南京了。就是我在南京也去了好几个教会，到这儿也是，我就觉得女同胞比较多，男士比较少。
都这样。
为什么是女同志啊？就是女同胞更追求真理呢，还是就是，我也问过南京的基督徒这样解释，说女人先犯罪，女人的罪过最大，所以女人来交。我不知道该怎么样子，我更愿意接受前者，就是女人更追求真理。
Another good question.
Yeah,
the question is, she said she went to different churches, not only here, but also in China.
Yes.
And she find a phenomenon that a lot of ladies, more ladies than men, are in churches. So she asked why, and several answers. One is ladies more... pursuing truth, more eager to learn truth is one. And the other one is a bad one, said, because Eve sinned first, so lady need to repent more. So lady needs to study Bible more than man. Yeah. So what's the real reason?
I'm not sure that the Bible gives us a reason.
我不是很确实，那圣经给了我们一个原因哈。
Sometimes I think, this is me, not the Bible. I think it's because women have a softer heart.
那这是因为圣经没有给答案，所以我只能说我自己的 看法，是从于我从我出来的，不从圣经出来。那我认为呢，姊妹呢，女人呢，可能会有一颗更软的心呢。
The Bible says Jesus loves me.
圣经说呢，耶稣爱我。
Women tend to respond to that more than men do.
那对于这样的一句话呢，女人的反应会比男人更正面。
And I don't know why men are often, in my opinion, too proud.
那在我的
to say that they love Jesus.
男人呢常常会太骄傲啊，骄傲到一程度，他不愿意说我爱基督啊，他不愿意这么说。
The Lord Jesus said this. He says it's hard for a rich man to get into heaven.
这是出于圣经的，耶稣讲过这样的事，他说对于有钱的人啊，有钱财的人进天国啊，是何等的难呢。
So the people who decide to follow Jesus are people who know in themselves that they are poor.
对于那些决定跟随耶稣的人啊，他们都有个共同的特点，就是他们的心里一定是感觉是贫穷的，就是灵里是贫穷的，我需要，他是谦卑的。
Very often in our society, men, because they're bigger and stronger, think they're boss.
所以在我们现在活在这个时代里呢，男人总是觉得自己很强很有力，所以觉得自己就是老板，他不需要再去找一个主。
AndThey are often cruel to women.
甚至有的时候呢，对女人也比较残暴。
And I think that women realize that. And when they find somebody who loves them, they say, this is good, that's what I want. I want someone to love me.
所以当姊妹她碰到真正爱她的主啊，像耶稣这样，她说，哎，我需要，这是我需要的。
So I think that's why women recognize the wonder of love. And men are often rich or big or strong or bullies, and their heart is hardened against the love of God.
所以女人更容易接受或看见神奇妙的爱啊。男人因为他在地上的能力，他的力量，他的地位，他更加骄傲，所以他的心更难谦卑，所以他也就更难接受基督。
The Bible does say that God is good to women.
所以神对女人是很好的。
And historians, not unanimously, historians tell us that the message of the Bible.Wherever it has gone down through the centuries and across the world, has resulted in the liberation of women.
所以圣经哈，历史学家告诉我们呢，就是 you mean the Bible led to the liberation of women.
That's right. The teaching of the Bible has led to the liberation of women wherever it goes.
所以根据历史学家的研究呢。其实圣经的教导啊，真正带来妇女解放的是什么呢？就是圣经的教导，最终带来的是一个妇女解放运动。
That's as far as I'm going on that one right now. Let me tell you one other story.
我会告诉你另外一个故事啊。
Wherever the Bible goes.It transforms the society.
圣经无论到一个什么地方，它总会改变这个社区啊，这个地方。
So, someone, was it Alice I was speaking to yesterday? And I said, Alice, the Bible went to England, and when it was preached, it transformed the nation from being drunkards.To the Industrial Revolution.
所以昨天我跟 Alice 在聊啊，就像圣经传到英国，福音传到英国的时候呢， 英国当时的情形是很多的罪啊，尤其酗酒啊，但是呢，它却最后带来了英国的工业革命。
Historically, the first schools, the first hospitals, the first universities, the first international aid, all came from biblical teaching. It transformed the society that way.
所以，如果你看历史呢，第一个学校、医院、大学。国际的救助组织都是从圣经开始的，都是从圣经的教导开始的。
Where the Bible has gone, it has transformed the role of women, and it has taken women often from being slaves in their own society.
所以当圣经传过去的时候，它都会改变这个社区，尤其改变这个社区里妇女的地位。
To being wonderful producers, happy women.
对，是这样的，就是让妇女地位有大大提高。中国也是这样，中国妇女结脚啊，原来缠脚，结脚。
The last story is the story of a sociologist who went to Africa.
Sociologist
is the scientist.
Okay, yeah. 就是最后呢，就有一个故事是科学家啊去到那个非洲啊，应该是社会学家。
He went to study a tribe in Africa.
啊，他就研究一个非洲的一个部落。
When he got there, he found that many of the people there had a Bible.
当他去那边的时候，发现哎，这个部落里的很多人有圣经。
He said to the tribal leaders, "What foolish people you are! Why would you have a Bible here in the middle of Africa?"
然后他就说呢，哎呀，你们这人真蠢啊！你们怎么还读圣经呢？在这个非洲这块地方读什么圣经？
And the tribal man said to him, "Because the Bible has changed our lives and it's given us new life."
那个部落首领说，那因为圣经改变了我们整个社区啊，改变了我们的生命。
And the sociologist said, "You know." Not the sociologist. The tribal man said, "If you had come here 100 years ago, you would have found that we were cannibals."
就像这部落首领就说呢，如果你呢不是现在来，他跟那科学家说，你要100年前来呢，你会发现我们其实是食人族来着。
And he said, "You wouldn't be here talking to me today." You would be in our soup.
他说呢，你若100年前来呢，你就不会在我对面跟我说话了，你就是我的汤啊，你在我汤里啊。
Okay.
对
，That's what the Bible does.
对，这就是圣经的改变，就是告诉他为什么我们需要圣经，否则你连谈跟我谈的资格都没有，你成了我的汤。
Okay. Maybe then we should turn back to the book of John.And we'll do some studies there. You probably have lots more questions. Others of you have more questions. We'll deal with them later. We'll do some John study now.
好，我们一起来学一点约翰的十章哈。然后再有问题，我们后面再来问。
John chapter 10,
约翰十章
verse 10.
十章十节。约翰福音十章十节。
And we came pretty much to this verse last week. I want to start here again.
我们上一周讲到了这一节经文哈，我们就不再我们再讲一下。上周可能很快讲了一下。
All right, someone could read that in Chinese, and we'll read it together in English.
盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. All right, that's what Jesus said. Okay, now the thief is the devil and all his servants.
这个盗贼就是魔鬼和他所有的仆人。
The world is full today of people who tell lies about what life is all about from the devil.
所以世界啊满了这样的人呢、啊，就是 从他只是教导从恶者来的那些教训。
Okay, so in Canada today we've got many lives, many lies. People telling lies because they don't have the good of the people at their heart.
所以今天加拿大也是一样，有很多人就其实讲的都是谎言啊，他用谎言来教导人，因为他们里面没有神。
But Jesus says, I have come to give them life and to give life to the full, abundant life.
所以耶稣来呢，他说他来刚好是相反，他给人生命，还要给更多，给很多丰富的。
Now he said this 2,000 years ago.
这是耶稣两千年前说的。
And human history over 2,000 years has proven that that is correct.
所以人类啊，过去至少两千年的历史证明，这个是这句话他说的是真的。
And millions of Christians down through the 2,000 years have said, "Yes, I trusted Jesus, and I found that to be true."
所以无数啊，历史历代的圣徒、基督徒们，他们可以做见证，说我相信了基督，我可以证明这句话是真的。
And that's why we come to a Bible study like this. We want that to be true. If it is true, then we want it. But we're not always convinced that it's true to start with.
这就是为什么我们来学习圣经的原因。我们想要真理啊。我们说如果这是真理，真的，我就想要，我要接受它。
But if it really is true, we want it.
如果这是真的呢，我们总是要。若是假的我可以拒绝，但若是真的呢，我是想要的。
Okay, so if I could convince you that what we've got in this jug is going to cause you to be happy and healthy and prosperous and live for 100 years, you'll never get sick, and I pour it into my glass, would you drink it? And you'd probably say, well, maybe I would. That sounds pretty good.
对，如果我可以跟你证明呢，我说我这个瓶子里的水啊，能够倒出来呢，能够让你有平安、喜乐、健康、富足。如果我能证明哈，那我倒在杯子里，你会不会想要呢？
Jesus says, listen, this book is all about evidence to the fact that if you believe me, you will have life and life to the full.
所以这就是耶稣想说的，他说这本书啊，满了证据啊，就是你只要相信我呢，你就会有生命，而且这个生命是得着极其丰盛的。
Now verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd.The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
So that's a strange thing. If you were a shepherd, would you give your life for the sheep?
这很奇怪。如果你是个牧羊人，你会为你的羊舍命吗？
Okay. Do you have a dog? Would you say to your dog, now listen, you need an operation, and it's going to cost $1,000, and I don't have $1,000, so I'm going to sell my kidneys and I will die, but you will live. Would you do that for a dog?
你会说，哎呀，我有一只狗啊，然后我要医治它，我要1000块钱。你会说，哎，我去干什么？我去卖点我的器官，然后去医治这个狗吗？你不会这么样。
And the answer is no, you wouldn't do it.
你不会这么做。
Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
但耶稣说呢，我是好牧人，而且我这个好牧人要为羊舍命。
And remember, the Lord Jesus Christ did exactly that. He went to the cross and he died for you and for me.
这耶稣的确是这么做的，他上了十字架，为你为我死了。
Now, do you remember the story of David, who was the king in the Bible?
你还记得圣经里王啊，大卫王吗？
What was his job before he became king?
那他作为他成为王之前，他的工作是什么？
He was a shepherd.
他就是个牧羊人。
Okay. And so shepherds in those days used to go with their sheep.
所以那个时代的牧羊人啊，其实一直跟他的羊住在一起的。
In order to protect their sheep they would be there day and night.
为了保护他的羊啊，他是日夜和羊在一起。
Around here, the sheep need protection day and night.
在这里呢，羊其实是非常软弱的，所以它是每天早晚都需要保护的。
Very often the coyotes will come in the night. They'll kill a few sheep.
而且狼非常坏啊，狼总是在晚上悄悄的来，来了它要吃掉几只羊。
So what shepherds do around here is they put another animal with the sheep.
牧羊人呢，他会这么做，他会把另外一个动物啊放在羊中间。
Sometimes they'll put a donkey in with the sheep.
有的时候呢，他们会把一头驴放在这个羊中间。
And then if a coyote comes to kill the sheep, the donkey will go up and he'll kick the coyote. And the coyote's afraid of the donkey, so he doesn't kill the sheep.
那如果这时候呢，狼来了呢，这个驴啊，驴比较比羊要厉害一些，它会踢哈，所以呢，那个狼会害怕。
In recent years, the shepherds have brought into British Columbia llamas from South America.
What's llama?
It's a llama. It's a big
dog.
No, it's a big. It's something like a cross between a sheep and a donkey. It's a llama. Do you want to look it up, Roy? L L A M A.
驼羊。
是不像。
羊
比那个羊大一点
啊，就是在他的 BC 省呢，最近呢他们还会带另外一种动物放在羊中间啊，就是估计是叫羊驼还是反正就是介于羊和驴之间的这么一个大小。
OK, so they put this animal in with the sheep and that animal will keep the coyotes away.
那这个动物呢，它比这个羊要强壮啊，所以它可以让羊更安全一些。
But in David's day, the shepherd stayed with the sheep.
但是在大卫的时代，他讲这个意思呢，就是现在可以人有很多这些伴，在大卫那个时代呢，是牧羊人自己睡在羊中间。
And it was important that he stay with the sheep.
这非常重要啊，他跟牧羊，他跟羊待在一起非常重要。
So Samuel was the leader of the people of Israel in David's day.
所以在大卫的时代呢，那个时代的士师呢，或者说那个时代以色列人的领袖呢，是撒母耳。
He was the religious leader. He was the economic leader. He was the military leader. He was the boss.
他是那最大的领袖啊，那他是经济的领导，宗教的领袖，他也是这个。所有事情的军事的领袖吧。
He went to David's father one day and said, "I want to have supper with you and your family. You bring your family. We're going to have supper together."
然后他去了大卫的家，他就跟大卫的父亲说呢，我今天晚上呢要跟你们一家一起吃饭啊，你把你的家人都召集起来，我们一起吃饭。
Okay, so if Prime Minister Trudeau said to you, "I want to meet with you and your family tonight." You would say, well, but who would you invite? You'd invite all your family and Mr. and Mrs. Trudeau, and you'd have dinner with that. Whether you'd enjoy it or not, it's not the question.
如果特鲁多总理今天呢要跟你们说到你们家说要跟你们一起吃饭，你是不是要把你全家都召集起来，对吧？然后跟他的夫人呢一起坐下来吃饭。
Samuel invited all his family. And David was Samuel
Jesse.
David's father Jesse invited all his family to have dinner with Samuel.
Yeah. 就说呢，Jesse 呢，就耶西是大卫的父亲啊。大卫的父亲就把他一家都召集起来，和撒母耳，就是这个士师这个领袖一起吃饭。
But David didn't come.
但是呢，却没有把大卫叫回来。
And I'm not sure why David didn't come. He stayed with the sheep.
我不是很确实啊，但他很可能是他在郊野，在跟他的羊在一起。
There's maybe two reasons why he didn't come.
也许两个原因啊，他没有来。
His father may not have invited him.
他父亲干脆可能就没有叫他。
His father may have said, oh, he's only a little kid, and he isn't important, and somebody's got to stay with the sheep, so we won't invite him.
他爸可能根本不在乎他，就是这个小孩啊，他不重要，他不需要跟总理在一起，他就做他的事就好了。
It may be that David said, I was invited, but there's something more important. I've got to look after the sheep.
也许呢，大卫他父亲真的叫了他，但他说，哎呀，我有更重要的事，因为我要跟我的羊在一起。
And you'll remember that he said that when he was looking after the sheep, on one occasion he killed a lion, and another occasion he killed a bear.
你都记得他在描述他跟他的羊在一起的时候呢，他在有一次呢，他杀了一头狮子，另一次呢，他杀了一头熊。
And he did it with his bare hands.
他怎么杀的呢？他就是空手杀的。
Okay, raise your hand if you've ever killed a lion or a bear with your bare hands.
你们谁空手杀过一头狮子的，请举手啊。
Okay, did David love the sheep?
大卫爱不爱羊呢？
Why did David become king?
大卫为什么成为王啊？
Because he proved that he loved the sheep.
因为他证明啊，他爱他的羊。
And even David was prepared to lay down his life for little animals.
大卫也是愿意为他的羊舍命啊，他面对狮子他就上去了。
God said he's got the right heart. I'm going to make him king. He knows the importance of his responsibility.
所以神说呢，他有一颗对的心呢，我要让他成为以色列的王。
Does Jesus love us?
耶稣爱不爱我们？
How much?
多爱呢？
He went bare hands to fight the lion and the bear on the cross, and he died. You can never say Jesus doesn't love you.
他也是空手啊，他杀了，他去面对狮子和熊啊，在十字架上，所以你永远不能说呢。耶稣不爱你，这不是事实。
Jesus is the good shepherd.
因为他是好牧人。
He gives his life.
他把他的生命舍了，为你为我。
For sheep like you and me.
就像你我这样的羊。
Moses was a good shepherd.
摩西啊，就是大卫之前的更早的一个先知。摩西也是个很好的牧羊人。
God said, Moses, you can be the shepherd of my people. You're good with sheep. I want you to lead my people.
所以神说呢，你摩西，你是个好牧者啊，所以我要让你成为以色列民的领袖啊，你可以照顾我的民众。
And the people were very bad, and they rebelled against God.
那这些人呢，真的很坏啊，以色列人他们很悖逆啊，悖逆神。
And God said, Moses, you step aside, I am going to destroy those wicked people.
然后呢，神说呢，摩西，你靠一边啊，我要把这些悖逆的人都击杀了。
And Moses said, I won't step aside. You must not destroy those people. Moses said, take my name out of your book, but don't destroy the people.
但摩西就跟神祈求啊，他跪在神面前祷告，他说，神啊，你不要毁了这些人啊，你这样，你把我的名从你的生命册上挪走，但你不要为了你的缘故啊，你不要击杀这些悖逆的人。
Moses basically said, don't destroy them. You send me to hell, but don't destroy those people, God.
所以摩西其实就在说呢，你不要惩罚或者击杀这些人啊，你甚至可以把我送到地狱里去。
Okay, God said, Moses, you're something else. God made Moses a great man because Moses had a heart. He loved the people like Jesus does.
所以神把摩西就抬到很高的位置，因为摩西有一颗就像耶稣那样爱灵魂的心呢。
The Apostle Paul argues the same thing in the book of Romans. We should see it together.
使徒保罗啊，在罗马书讲了类似的经文，我们来看一下。
Romans chapter 9.
罗马书九章。
So maybe someone can read verses 1, 2, 3 and the beginning of 4 in Chinese and then we'll read it in English.
Chapter 9, 1, 2.
Chapter 9, 1, 2, 3 and the beginning of 4, the people of Israel.
Okay. 我在基督里说真话并不谎言，由我良心被圣灵感动给我见证，我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛，为我弟兄，我骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分、荣耀、祝约、律法、礼仪、应许都是他们的。
All right, together, I speak the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race, the people of Israel. Okay, that's sufficient for our reading. Paul is saying, I love my people so much that I would be willing to be cut off from God if my people would trust Jesus and go to heaven.
他说我呢，真的很愿意他我的民众啊能够信靠耶稣，即使的代价是我与基督分离被咒诅，我也愿意。
So back to John chapter 10 again.
我们回到约翰福音的十章。
Jesus is the good shepherd who gives his life for the sheep.
耶稣是个好牧人啊，他把他的生命给了他的羊。
And he so moves in the hearts of his servants that they begin to love just like Jesus loves.
所以耶稣感动他的仆人们哈，就刚才我们讲到的是他的仆人们，就是他们也是如此受感动的，他们也有一颗像基督那样的心。
Have you ever understood a mother who would give her life for her son or her daughter?
你们能不能够想象一个母亲她愿意把自己的生命给她的儿子或女儿呢？
The answer is, yeah, you've met people like that.
你也碰到过这样的人，对不对？你能理解这个心。
And that's all to illustrate the love that Jesus has for you and for me.
这就是一个很好的解释啊，就是形象，就是耶稣对你我的心就是这样的。
Jesus is the good shepherd. He gives his life for the sheep.
因为耶稣是好牧人啊，他愿意为他的羊，就是为你为我舍命。
All right, someone then can read verses, verse 12 and 13. Yeah.
若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见羊来，就撇下羊逃走。狼抓住羊，赶散了羊群。
雇工逃走，应该是雇工，并不顾念羊。
All right, the hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it.
The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep.
Okay, Jesus is not the hired hand. Jesus truly loves the sheep and he doesn't run away.
所以耶稣不是那雇工啊，他真的爱羊，他不逃走。
So, if you had a problem now,And you were one of Jesus' sheep. Is he going to run away when he sees you in a big problem?
如果你是耶稣的羊啊，当你在大麻烦里，你看见他，他会跑吗？
No, he's not going to run away now.
他不会跑。
He didn't run away when he was on the cross. How much less is he going to run away now just because you've got a problem? He'll help you.
所以你想在十字架他都没有逃跑，那你今天碰到的困难他怎么会逃跑呢？他会帮助你。
The problem may be great. He'll be with you in the problem. He's the good shepherd. He gives his life for the sheep.
所以他是好牧人啊，也许这麻烦很大，他会陪着你经历这苦难的低谷啊，因为他是好牧人。
Now, many people in the world say, follow me, I'm a good shepherd.
很多人在地上会这么说，他说跟随我啊，我是一个好牧人。
But often they don't care for the sheep.
但是其实他心里根本不在乎羊。
And they will sacrifice the sheep. Political leaders sacrifice the sheep. They maybe tax them. They do all kinds of other things to them.
比如说政治的领袖，他们其实根本不在乎民众啊，他们可能会征税啊，各种各样的问题。他们在乎的是自己。
The military leaders will let them be killed.
那军事的领袖干脆这些就会牺牲他的这些羊啊。
But the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
但是好牧人却把自己的生命给了羊。
And so if you had all the leaders lined up side by side, which one would you follow?
如果你把所有的这些领袖一个一个摆下来，你会跟从谁呢？
Okay, and I'm going to make it just a little bit humorous. But if there were three of them there, Pierre Trudeau, Donald Trump, and Jesus, who would you follow?
比方说呢，我们就这么说，有特鲁多、川普和耶稣在那三个领袖，你要跟随谁？
Okay, let's go on with Jesus. That's what Jesus said.
我要跟随耶稣。
Okay, don't be misled. Jesus loves the sheep. He loves you. How do we know? He died for you. He died for me. Nobody loves me like that.
所以耶稣爱你啊，我们怎么知道呢？因为他为你为我死在十字架上，因为再没有人这么做过。
All right, so I'm told that 10:30 is coffee time.
我们稍微休息一下。
We'll have a coffee break and then we'll carry on these verses later on.
我们一起 maybe we pray.
That's right, yes.
我们做一个结束的祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这样宝贵的真理，让我们知道耶稣爱我们，甚至到死在十字架为我们献上罪的赎价的地步。父啊，求您带着我们开我们的心，让我们真接受这真理，从心底里愿意要这福音，因为这是好的无比。求您祝福我们一会儿的饮食，我们这样的感恩和祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
All right, so we were in probably in verses 11 and 12 and 13. In those verses, we are introduced to what is called the hired hand.
那这里呢，十一、十二、十三节呢，我们出了一个新的概念，叫雇工。
The hired hand is one who doesn't really love the sheep. He just has a job.
那雇工呢，其实代表一种什么人呢？就是他其实心里不爱羊，他就打一份工而已。
And he doesn't care that much about the sheep.He just wants a paycheck.
他并不是很在乎羊的状态，他只是需要一张这个工资单啊，就是收钱的工资单。
So David said, "I love the sheep. When the wolf or the bear or the lion comes, I'm going to fight him."
所以大卫说呢，我爱羊，当狼来了、熊来了，我要征战。
But the hired hand turns around and runs the other way.He doesn't really care for the sheep that much.
但是雇工呢，他们却逃跑啊，因为他们不喜欢，就不是太在乎羊。
Now, unfortunately, in the work of God, there are people who are like Jesus, good shepherds, and then there are also people who are like hired hands.
很不幸呢，在神的家呢，也有这样的情形。有像耶稣这样为羊舍命的，也有雇工的人。
And so there are some people who are in the religion business because they can make good money.
这就是这一种的人呢，在做宗教的工作。那这个工作对他来说也是一份赚钱养家的。
And they don't always do what is right Because they're more interested in money than they are in the sheep, in the people.
所以他们并不什么时候都是做对的事，因为对他们来说呢，在乎钱比在乎生命啊，在乎灵魂更多。
And it's very hard to tell the difference.
啊，这个呢很难去区分。
So, when I preach, when I teach people, I've got a big question to ask.
那当我来讲道的时候呢，我常有一个问题来问。
I say to myself, Harold, do you want to tell the people what God wants to say to them?
我就跟我自己说，我说 Harold, 你要告诉大家神想告诉他们的事呢
？Or do you want to tell them what they want to hear?
或者你想告诉他们他们想要听的
？If I tell the people what they want to hear.They'll probably like me more in the short run.
如果我告诉他们呢，他们喜欢听的话呢，他们应该在短期里会更喜欢我一点。
If I tell the people what God wants them to hear, they might not like me any more than they like the Lord Jesus.
那如果我告诉他们就是神要告诉他们的话呢，他们很可能会像当时讨厌耶稣那样讨厌我。
So I've got to decide whose servant I am. Am I God's servant or am I serving for money or for prestige or for glory or for power?
所以我总是要面临这样的一个选择。我是做什么的仆人？我是做神的仆人呢？我还是做钱财、名望、权力、人的荣耀的仆人？
Very, very often,there are preachers on the television or on YouTube even or on radio and you think maybe they're preaching mostly to get lots of money.
所以常常你会在比如说 YouTube 在电视在各种收音机里你会听到一些的讲道那你能感觉呢哦，也许他是在为了钱啊，为了名望做这个事情
And that would be very, very bad.
这个会很糟糕
So you should know that at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, the preachers don't preach for money.
所以你要知道，在我们这里呢，我们不是因为钱财来讲道。
And we don't often take collections because we don't want people to think that we want money.
所以我们甚至没有收奉献的环节哈，在普通的时候，因为我不希望。我们不希望人觉得，哎，我们是因为来这里是要给钱的。
We want to love the sheep.
因为我们希望人，我们希望羊知道神的爱。
But the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That's pretty hard.
所以好牧人啊，是为羊舍命，这是非常难的。
But when the apostle Paul was preaching, he said, "I will not take." Any of your money, he said that to many people when he was preaching.
所以当保罗使徒保罗做传道讲道的时候呢，他都跟所有的人说，他我不需要你们的钱啊，他跟他碰到人都这么说。
So all of that to be warned that there are people out there who will try to teach you the Bible for money, and the hireling wants the money, the hired hand wants the money, the shepherd.Wants the blessing of the sheep.
所以区别就是，好牧人是要羊的祝福啊，那雇工是要钱的。
All right, verse 14.
十四节。
So maybe someone can read 14, 15, 16.
那我们继续往下再读三节。
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。
我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人。
I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father.And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen.
I must bring them also.
They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. All right. So, what he's saying here is that there is a relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. And the shepherd knows the sheep, and the sheep know the shepherd.
所以他这里告诉我们一个事情，就是，在羊和牧羊之间是有关系的，彼此是认识的。
So I just think that's very, very encouraging.
啊，我觉得这真的是很令人受鼓舞。
So I had this very strange thought many years ago when I was sitting on the McDonald bus.
那很多年前呢，当我坐在一个公交车上啊，我有这种奇怪的想法。
And I asked myself the question, if the Lord Jesus Christ were to get on this bus now, where would he sit?
那我就在想呢，如果耶稣基督现在坐在这个公交车上呢，他会坐在哪里呢？
And I looked around the bus, the people.
然后我就看看这个。周围的人啊、
and then I thought, no, if he got on the bus, he'd come down and sit beside me, and he'd say, "Hi, Harold, good to see you."
然后我会意识到，他如果在这车上，他一定会坐在我身边。他说 ，Harold， 很高兴看见你。
Because you see, he knows me.
因为他认识我。
And I know him.
我也认识他呀。
And you know, when I get to heaven, I'm going to meet Jesus.
然后我去天堂的时候，我会见到耶稣。
What am I going to say when I meet him?
我会见到他，我会说什么呢
？What's he going to say when he meets me?
如果他见到我，他会说什么呢
？And I think we're going to carry on the conversation that we had last night.
我觉得我们会继续我们昨天晚上的对话。
When I was praying to him, he heard me, and when I meet him, we're just going to carry on same conversation.
因为我昨天晚上祷告了。他也听见了，我们会继续这个话题，所以我们完全不会有很陌生的感觉。
Our relationship with Jesus is very, very close.
我们和耶稣的关系是非常非常紧密的。
Okay, so verse 15 says, "Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father."
这就是十五节说的，正如父认识我呀，我也认识父。
How well does Jesus know us? Same way as he knows the Father.
那父，耶稣有多认识我们呢？他有多认识父，他就有多认识我们。
Does Jesus have a close relationship with the Father?
耶稣是不是和父有一个好紧密的关，很好的紧密的关系呢
？Sure he does.
当然了。
That's the kind of relationship he wants to have with me.
这就是他愿意和我有那样的关系啊。
That's very, very good. Some people, you know.I know them, but I only speak to them. I've got one friend, I know him. I only speak to him once every 10 years.
那我们有的时候会有这样的一个情况啊，就跟一些朋友呢，我们是认识他，但是可能十年才说一次话。
He's a very good friend, but once every 10 years isn't very often.
他也许是一个很好的朋友，但是十年才交流一次呢，还真的不是那么频繁。
Jesus wants to be your friend, just as close a friend as he is with his own father.
所以耶稣希望跟我们的关系是什么呢？就像和他的父啊，和父神一样那么紧密的这样的关系。
All right, so that's very encouraging. He's a good shepherd, but he knows his sheep, and his sheep know him.
他是个好牧人，他不但认识他的羊啊，他的羊也认识他。
Now the next verse says that there are other sheep which he has, which are not of this particular flock.
然后他另外还有羊，不是这个圈里的。
And many people have tried to figure out what that verse means.
很多人想尝试着解出这段经文的意思。
The context of the New Testament is that the first Christians were all Jewish.
那上下文的也很容易得出这样的结论啊，就是第一批的得救的人呢是犹太人。
But then the Lord Jesus Christ was going to send his apostles to the Samaritans and then to the people around the country of Israel And then with the Apostle Paul, all across the Mediterranean Sea.
然后紧跟着呢，耶稣会差他的门徒啊，去到撒玛利亚以及周围的地方。最后，使徒保罗会带着福音，直接往西去到了欧洲哈。
So that the flock of Jesus ultimately is going to be both Jews and non-Jews, the Gentile.
所以呢，你会看见神的羊呢，就变成这么两群呢，一群是犹太人，一群是非犹太人，或者说外邦人。
Now the Jewish people were not expecting that. In the Old Testament, the Jewish people were a very close society.
那犹太人呢，并不是这么期待的，因为在旧约里呢，犹太人呢是一个非常封闭的。团体啊。
And the apostle argues that there was actually a wall between the Jews on one side and the Gentiles on another side.
所以使徒们甚至用这样一个形象的比方，说有这么 一堵墙啊，隔开了犹太人和外邦人。
It was almost something like Donald Trump's wall.
就像川普墙一样啊，川普也想干这事儿。
Okay, and it was designed to keep the Jews in and the Gentiles out.
就把犹太人呢隔在这头呢，把外邦人隔在那头。
But Paul says the wonderful thing, it was actually a mystery, God is going to break down that wall.
保罗说呢，神会用奇妙的方式啊，会把这个墙拆了。
So who are the better Christians today?The Jewish Christians or the Gentile Christians?
那今天呢，谁才是更好的基督徒呢？犹太基督徒还是外邦基督徒呢？
They're all the same. Isn't that wonderful?
他们都一样，是不是？
We're all the same in God's sight.
我们都是在。
He loves all the people of the world.
我们在主眼里都是一样的，因为主爱每一个人。
All right. So, some people now take this verse.And they will say, no, this verse means that there are other kinds of people. There are other denominations, other people call themselves Christians and ourselves.
那有的人这么解啊，说有不同的宗派，啊，有不同其他的信主的人啊，那和我们不一样，那是把这两群合起来。
So there were some people the other day who came to Tears door.
那比方说呢，有人有一天呢去敲 Tears 的门。
Okay, and they said, Tears, we're from a just a slightly different Christian group, and we want to tell you what we believe.
所以他说的 Tears, 我们是从不一样的这个基督徒的这个背景里出来的，那我想告诉你我们相信的是什么。
And they will ultimately tell Tears, if he were to listen longer to them, that this verse says that there were Christians in Jesus' day, but then there were, Jesus went to the United States of America, and he preached there, and there were other Christians there.
所以呢，如果你继续往下听呢，他会最后告诉你是有两种的基督徒，一种呢是耶稣的时代啊。信靠他的人，还有呢，后来耶稣去了美国，在美国又传了一道啊，然后又有在那里信他的，有这么两种。
Okay, and they basically build a whole religion around the interpretation of this verse.
所以实际上呢，他们就用这一节经文哈、啊，就造出了一个宗教啊，就是耶稣又去了趟美国来的这批人，就是他们用这节经文造出了宗教。
But this verse doesn't say.
Not
at all. He just says there are other sheep. Jesus doesn't define who they are.
那这些经文并没有这个意思。耶稣并没有在这里定义这另外一群羊是什么。
So would you learn a principle of Bible interpretation?
所以这里我们要看一个圣经解经的一个原则。
If Jesus says something and it's not exactly clear what he means...
如果耶稣说了一些话，并不是表面清楚的就是这个意思的话
，then you are not at liberty to tell him what he means。
那你就没有那个权利啊，说呢，耶稣其实是这么个意思啊，你不能在上面加东西啊。
False teaching is usually based on the on a foundation of a verse which is not absolutely clear.
所以错误的教导甚至异端啊都是这么来的，就是他们把一些没有讲的那么明白的经文在上面加了自己的意思，那出了一段他们认为是重要的话就出来了。
So they will say, well, it might mean this, therefore it does mean this, and we'll build a whole religion on what I think this verse means.
所以他们会说呢，哎，可能可以这么解这个经，我认为这个经是这么样的意思，然后在这个意思的基础上，他们会造出一个特别大的宗教的这个大厦来，因此一个异端就出来了。
Okay, build your theology on the verses where you know what it means, not on the verses where you don't know what it means.
所以我们建立我们的神学观点啊，是要建立在那些特别清楚的神的意思上，而不是那些你一下才不能明白的神的经文上，不能反过来。
Okay, and the verse goes on and says, and there will be one sheep, one, sorry, there will be one. Better read it to you. There will be one flock and one shepherd.
有一个一群羊啊，是一个牧羊人。
That is what God wants us all to be. One flock, one shepherd.
一个牧羊人，一群羊啊，合在一起的一群羊。
All right, we're going to leave it there and keep on going now. Verses 17 and 18, please.
我们继续读十七和十八两节。
我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。
Yeah.
The reason my father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and authority to take it up again. This command I receive from my father. All right.So, did you note this is the third time in these verses that he's talking about laying down his life?
你有没有注意到这已经是他第三次在这一短短的一段经文里他讲到他要舍命。
So, who can find the other two for me?
谁能跟我找另外两个?
Verse 15, I lay down my life. And before that, verse 11. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Three times in just a few verses, he talks about laying down his life.
所以十一节讲到他要舍命，十五节他又讲到他要舍命，这里又讲到短短的几节经文里，他三次讲他要喂羊。为什么呢？
It's because that's what Christianity is all about.
这就是基督的生命啊，就是核心就是这个。
If Jesus didn't die for us, we're all going to get up and go home.
如果耶稣没有为我们死了，那我们就现在起来回家就得了，就没什么好坐在这聊的。
We have nothing if Jesus didn't die for us.
因为我们若没有基督为我们死了，其实我们啥也没有。
And so it's repeated and repeated. The good shepherd is going to have to die for the sheep.
所以不停的重复啊。就是让我们记住这最重要的真理，羊，牧羊人啊，为羊为我们舍命。
But the other thing is, how did Jesus die? Did he die because somebody killed him?
No. 那另外一个问题是，那耶稣是怎么死的呢？是不是因为有其他人杀了他呢？
Verse 18, No one takes my life from me.
没有人夺我的生命去。
Okay. He didn't have a bad day.
他并不说呢，那天日子很不好。
The Pharisees and Sadducees, they didn't take him because they were more in number.
所以法利赛人、撒杜盖人并不是因为他们人多啊，他们就把耶稣给抓起来。
He died because he chose to die.
他死了是因为他愿意，他愿意替我们死。
When you get to the story of the cross in the Gospels, you will find this lovely line.
如果你去到福音书里面，讲到耶稣受难的这个时候呢，他会有这样美好的句子。
It says, Jesus gave up his spirit.
就是耶稣啊，把他的灵啊交给了父神。
Okay, most people when they die, they can't breathe anymore. Something breaks down, and they can't do anymore, and they die.
其他我们这些人死的时候都是，我们一口气倒不上来，就没了。不是说我不呼吸了，是我不呼吸了。
But when Jesus died, he just said, "All right, now's the time to die," and he dismissed his spirit.
那耶稣死的时候呢，他是把他的灵交付给他的父神啊。
And the spirit left the body, and the body was dead.
对，他时候到了，他的灵就走了，他的身体。
No man takes my life from me. I lay it down, and I've got the power to take it up again.
所以耶稣说，没有人取我的性命，是我自己舍。我有权柄舍，我也有权柄再取回来。
How did Jesus rise from the dead the third day?
耶稣怎么样第三天从死里复活的呢？
He said to his spirit, "You get back into that body. We're going up now."
那就是灵说再回来，回到这个身体。现在我们要回去了，那就是。
So he dismissed the spirit from his body when he died, and then he called it back to his body when he rose again.
所以在他死的时候，他让这个灵魂离开他的身体；在他复活的时候，他让灵魂再回到他的身体，就复活。
Only God can do that.
只有神可以这么做。
Why did he do it?
为什么这么做呢？
He died for the sheep.
因为他为他的羊舍命。
All right, that separates his life and death from any other life and death. Only Jesus died like that.
所以这个把他的生和死啊，和其他一切地上其他人的生和死是区分开的，唯独基督是这样。
All right, verses 19, 20, and 21 then.
好，我们继续读后面三节，十九、二十和二十一。
犹太人为这些话又起了纷争，
内中有好些人说，他是被鬼附着，而且疯了，为什么听他呢？
又有人说这不是鬼附，是人所说的话，鬼怎能叫瞎子的眼睛开了呢？
All these words, the Jews were again
divided. Many of them said.He is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him? But others said, These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?
All right, so who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣啊?
That's the question.
这就是这问题争论的焦点。
There's a little baby, and he's in Bethlehem, and he's cradled in a manger. Who is he?
这个小孩子出生在伯利恒，还在马槽里，这个人是谁呢？
Well, we know who he is.
我们知道，现在知道他是谁。
And the shepherds were told who he is.
当在场的牧羊人也知道他是谁。
And Mary and Joseph knew who he was.
玛利亚和约瑟也知道他是谁。
But the ordinary people didn't know.
但普通人真的不知道。
When he was running around as a little boy, nobody knew that he was God.
当他还是小孩子在村子里跑来跑去的时候，没有人知道他是神呢。
When he lived in Nazareth, he worked in the carpenter shop.
当他在拿撒勒的时候呢，他是在木匠之家长大的。
Okay, do you think he was a good carpenter?
你觉得他是不是好木匠呢？
Yeah. Okay. If I saw something that he built, that's what I'd want to buy. I would say, who built that? They said, Jesus. I said, okay, here's my money. I'm buying that.
如果我看见他打的柜子什么的，我一定喜欢买，因为他做的一定很好。我说谁做的？耶稣做的。好好好，这个就这个了。
Did the man who bought it know he was God?
那些买的人会知道做柜子的人是什么？
Did he look like God?
他看起来像什么？
No.
不像。
Okay. And so he gets into the world at 30. He stops working in the carpenter shop and he goes preaching and he preaches and preaches and everybody said, Who is he?
所以他在30岁的时候开始出来服侍，他已经离开了这个木匠的工坊啊。那他开始讲道，那大家会说，哎，这是谁呀？
Who is he? That was the question.
那这个是一个大问题，这个是谁？
Did everybody understand everything he said?
是不是每一个人都能当时理解了解他所说的内容呢？
Okay. When you read the Bible last time, did you understand everything he said?
比方说你前一次读圣经的时候，你是不是每一句话都理解了呢？
No. If you're like me, you say, Lord, this is still too big for me. My head's so small.And your book is so big and wonderful, I don't understand.
如果你像我一样呢，我经常会这么感觉，哎呀，我说主啊，这本书太大了，太超乎我的理解，我的脑袋太小了，这个书太大。
Who is this Jesus?
谁是耶稣呢？
And so some people said, he's crazy.
甚至有人说呢，他是疯了。
Okay, he does things that are very strange, and he's got to be a crazy man.
大家觉得他做这些事都是疯了，这不是一个正常人。
There was a man in Vancouver whose name was Professor Francis.
在温哥华有一个人呢，以前他名字叫 Francis 教授。
Everybody in Vancouver knew him.
很多在温哥华的人都认识他。
He spent all his time downtown.
他花了他所有的时间啊，他都是在downtown，在市区转悠。
He used to wear very, very fancy clothes.
他穿了非常时髦的衣服。
He was an incredibly beautiful pianist.
他是一个非常优秀的钢琴演奏家。
He walked into somewhere where there was a piano, and he started playing away absolutely beautiful.
只要他去到一个地方，那个地方有钢琴，他就会坐下来就弹啊，那弹得太漂亮了。
He would walk into an office.
每天他进到一个办公室。
And he would know somebody in the office, and he'd walk in behind the counter and say hello to everybody, talk to the boss and so on, and people thought he was crazy.
然后呢，他进到办公室呢，他就跟每一个人哈，就是也握手说你好啊，大家都觉得他疯了。
He would go into a restaurant.And he would eat all the food that was left on other people's plates.
他会去到那个饭店啊，他去饭店干啥呢？他把别人吃剩的东西都吃了。
And people thought he was crazy.
人们也觉得他疯了啊。
Why did they think he was crazy?
为什么大家觉得他疯了呢？
Because he was crazy.
因为他就是疯了。
He was a beautiful crazy pianist.
因为他的琴弹得如此之好。
And he knew all kinds of other things, but.He was crazy.
他知道一切的事，但他就是不正常啊。
And he was written up in the papers when he died. The papers had a great big spread on him. Professor Francis is dead, and everybody knew him, and they all knew he was crazy. He was a nice crazy guy, but he was crazy.
所以他死的时候呢，报纸还登了哈，说这个人已经过世了啊，每个人都知道啊。虽然他是个很不错的人，但是大家都知道他是疯的。
Now some people thought Jesus was crazy.
就像那个时候的人，大家觉得耶稣好像也是这样，疯了。
But then other people said, verse 21, how can these words come from a crazy man?
二十一节呢，就有反对的人就又说了，这个疯子怎么能说这样的话呢？
You can't understand everything that Jesus said, but what you can understand.You say that's wonderful. That's not from a crazy man. That's wonderful.
这里有一个很有意思的事，就是虽然耶稣说的话呢不是大家都能够懂，但是你总有懂的部分。但你只要听懂了那个部分，你就觉得呢，这太好了，太棒了，这个道理太好。
And other people said, "Can a demon-possessed man? Can a crazy man?" Give sight to a blind man who's never been able to see.
那紧跟着呢，又大家又说，那一个疯子哈、啊，岂能叫那个瞎子能看见呢？这个怎么做得到？
So this question is put in here by the Spirit of God and by John to cause us to ask the question, "Who is Jesus?"
所以这里啊，圣灵带着约翰记下这些内容呢，其实就是。提出了一个问题，也问我们现在的人，谁？耶稣是谁？耶稣到底是谁
？Chapter 20. Just go over a few pages to chapter 20.
翻到约翰福音的二十章。
And we'll read verses 30 and 31.
30和31节。约翰福音二十章三十和三十一节。耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Verse 30, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. All right. Why did John put the stories into his book that he put in here?
为什么约翰把这些故事放在这个书里？
He did it so we could believe who Jesus really was.
这样的目的是让我们知道耶稣到底是谁。
And so he told us the miracles, like the healing of the blind man, so we could see his miraculous power and say this must be the Son of God.
所以这些神迹是让我们知道，哦，这个这么大能啊，他一定是神的儿子。
And then the book of John up to chapter 10, it's got wonderful explanations of what Jesus was doing. It gives his wise sayings so that we know that it's not a demon who's talking, not a crazy man that's talking, it's God, only God could talk like that.
我们已经读过的这十章，我们就看见了，这不是一个鬼附的能做的，一个疯子能做的，啊，这唯一的解释就是他是神呢，只有神是如此的行事，有这样的能力，神是如此的智慧，能讲出这些道理。
So why do you believe something that's true?
为什么你要相信有些事情是真的呢？
Well, if you're a scientist, a chemist,You run a few experiments.
如果你是科学家，假设化学家，那你会做一些实验。
And on the basis of the experiments, you do it over and over and over, and the evidence piles up, and you say that must be true.
如果你开始做实验呢，你就证据啊会一点一点增多，增多，增多，越来越多。
Or you might be a theoretical chemist.
或者你是一个理论化学家
and you put the logic together,
你把这个逻辑开始堆在一起
and you say this must be the case because one follows the other logic
你说这一定会是真的因为一个跟随另一个逻辑下去一定最终得到那个结果
so for you chemists around you're rejoicing in the fact that this is the 150th anniversary of the periodic table.
那今年是好像元素周期表的150周年啊，好像是。
Okay, and some of you understand what I'm talking about and others don't, but I'm just going to finish. You remember that when they put the periodic table together, after they'd begun to do it, some of the theoretical chemists said,There's going to be another element right there, and there'll be another element right there, and they start to describe the element. They've never even seen it, but they know it's true because it makes sense.
所以当元素周期表公布的时候呢，它经常会有科学家他说，如果按照这个来哈，在这个地方一定还有一个元素，在那个地方还有一个元素，但人当时没有看见，但是逻辑上是完全能推导出来的。这就是事实发生的。
So two reasons why we believe the Lord Jesus. Number one, these are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. It must be from God.
所以两个原因啊，让我们知道这是神啊。第一呢，就是他这里讲的，这不可能是别的人能够做的，这一定是神啊，神在做。
Number two, can a demon open the eyes of the blind?
第二个呢是鬼附的人岂能开瞎子的眼呢
？Of course not. Jesus must be who he said he was.
所以呢，耶稣一定是他自己所说的那样的人呢，就是神呢。
All right, so someone will read the next paragraph, then 22 through 24.
22到24节，哈，继续。
耶路撒冷有修殿局，是冬天的时候，耶稣在殿里所罗门的廊下行走。犹太人围着他说：“你叫我们由你苦病到几时呢？你若是基督，就明明的告诉我们。”
All right. So, yes, that's right. We can do it. Then came the feast of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple area, walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." All right. So verse 24 follows logically from verse 22.
所以24节呢是很顺的逻辑啊，从22节下来的。
Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣呢？
But then verses 22 and 23 come in the middle.
对，就二十四节很顺的，就是二十一节下来，二十二和二十三节是在当中的。
Okay, and they talk about the fact that this was all taking place at the Feast of the Dedication in winter.
因为说的时间，发生时间是在冬天的节期的时候。
All right, but though we're only halfway through the numbers of the book, we're in chapter 10. We're actually at the end of the story of the book.
所以虽然我们现在只到了这本书的一半，大概十章的时候，其实呢，我们已经非常接近，在时间顺序上非常接近这个故事最后的时刻。
Most of the book of John, most of what's left in the book of John takes place in the last week of his life.
在十章之后剩下的那一点的那些经文啊，有十几章的内容的，它都发生在什么时候？在时间上是发生在耶稣受难前的最后一个星期。
All right, so we're told this is taking place at the winter time.
所以我们知道呢，这是发生在冬天的时候。
What took place in the springtime?
春天发生了什么呢？
Passover feast, the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus, it all took place in the springtime. When is Easter?
所以春天就是逾越节了。犹太人的逾越节就是在春天，耶稣也是在逾越节受难三天后复活的。所以我们今天的复活节是什么时候啊？
It's March and April.
就是三月或者四月。
This is taking place in the winter.
所以这件事情发生在冬天，就几个月。
Probably January.
也许一月份。
So how long between now and the time Jesus is going to be dead and then gone to heaven?
那从这个时候到耶稣死和复活的那个大概还差几多长时间？
Probably just 2 or 3 months.
大概也就差两三个月了。
Okay. And that's why the question is so important. Who are you, Jesus?
这就是为什么这个问题如此重要啊！就大家都很想知道，说耶稣你到底是谁？
He's only going to be around for a few more months. And now then is the time when people must begin to decide who he is.
因为他在地上的时间也就最后两三个月了，所以每一个人都需要做一个决定，认耶稣到底是谁。
He's given these last 3 full years to preaching and teaching and doing his miracles to lay a foundation for his credibility and his identification.
所以他在过去的三年里啊，整整三年做了很多的事情，讲了很多的道，放下了一个打了一个特别扎实的基础啊，来证明他到底是谁。
And now decision time has come.
现在呢，该做决定了，做决定的时刻来了。
And they've got to say, all right, we're going to look at the evidence. What are we going to do about it?
所以人们会说呢，好，我们现在要做一个事情，我要看一下这个证据啊，我们来决定到底他是谁。
All right, so that's the logic of where we are in this verse 24 again, 34 again, 24 says, how long will you keep us in suspense? Are you the Christ? Tell us plainly.
这就为什么耶稣哦犹太人围着他说，你叫我们犹疑不定要到几时呢？你若是基督，就明明的告诉我们。
Okay, verse 25.
25节。
Jesus answered, I did tell you, but you did not believe.
耶稣回答说，我已经告诉你们，你们却不信。
Okay, that's the problem with lots of us. He tells us, and he tells us, and he tells us, and he tells us, but we don't always believe.
这是我们每个人常碰到的问题。他耶稣其实一直在告诉我们，告诉我们，我们只是不信而已。
And then he says, the miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me.
我奉我父之名所行的事，可以为我做见证。
All right, so it's very interesting.
这很有意思啊。
There were prophets in the Old Testament who did miracles.
旧约有很多先知行神迹的。
The question is, because they did miracles, did that prove that they were God?
那问题是，正因为他们也行神迹，是不是这些神迹也证明他们是神呢？
And the answer is no. They never said they were God.
答案不是，因为他们没有说他们是神呢。
Those who did miracles in the Old Testament said, God is going to do a miracle. God told me to do this. And they talk about God as the great God of heaven, but they acknowledge that they are just prophets.
所以他们会说、神说要做这样的神迹，神告诉我什么，所以他们只是承认、神迹是来自神的，他们从来没有说自己是神。
But when Jesus did the miracle, he didn't say, I'm doing it in the name of Jehovah. He didn't say, I'm doing it in the name of Elohim.
所以当先知们说做神迹的时候，他们都是以奉神的名。耶稣行神迹的时候，从来没有说我奉耶和华的名，或者Elohim 也是神的名啊。
He didn't say, I'm doing it in the name of the Lord God.
他也没有说呢，我奉主神的名。
He said, I'm doing it in my Father's name.
他说我奉我父的名来行神迹。
Okay, if he is doing it in his Father's name, who is he?
如果他奉父之名所行，他是谁呢？
The Son of God.
他就是神的圣子了。
Okay, he had a totally different persona. He keeps talking about the Father, his Father.
所以他不断地讲他的父在这里。所以他的背景是完全不一样的。
But the others didn't do that. The other prophets didn't do that. He was different from the other prophets. He said, God is my father.
所以这和旧约其他的先知是大不一样的，因为他宣称神是他的父。
All right, but it's interesting. On another occasion, he's going to tell them that he's going to heaven.
很有意思，其他的场合呢，他说呢，他要去天堂。
And so he says this. He says, this is in John chapter 20. We may as well look at it.
看一下啊，约翰的二十章，还是同一卷书。
John chapter 20, verse 17.
十七节。
Jesus has risen from the dead, and he's speaking to Mary.
所以耶稣从死里复活了，这时候他和玛利亚在说话，不是母亲，他母亲一个门徒玛利亚。
And verse 17, Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father."
耶稣十七节说，不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。
Go instead to my brothers and tell them.
你往我弟兄那里去告诉他们。
This is what he said. I am returning to my father and your father.
我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父。
There is a difference between the relationship that Jesus had to his father and we have to God.
在耶稣和他的父和父神和我们和父神之间是有一个区别的。
And he carries that difference on the next clause, to my God and to your God.
见我的神也是你们的神。
Okay, so there's a difference in the relationship.
在这样的关系里啊，它有些区别的。
And Jesus continually said, God is my Father, I am his Son, I am God.
所以耶稣呢，一直在讲，他是父神的儿子，他也是神。
Now the simple argument that I've used before, but it bears repeating, is this. If a cow had a son, what would the son be?
如果我们举一个不是太恰当的比方啊，但是我们经常用，比如说一个牛，它有一个儿子，这个牛是什么？这个儿子是什么呢？
Okay, it would just be cattle.
就是小牛
了。If a sheep had a son, it would be a sheep.
那一个羊，它的儿子是什么呢？是羊。
If a goat had a son, it'd be a goat.
一个山羊的儿子是什么？是一只山羊。
If a robin had a son, it would be a robin.
那 robin 的儿子也是 robin 嘛。
Okay, God had a son, he'd be God.
神的儿子是什么呢？是神吗？
Now we're children of God in a different sense, but God had a son. Adam had a son, that's you and me. God says, I'll take you out of that family and I'll put you in my family, but we're sons and daughters of Adam.
所以亚当和夏娃的后裔呢，就是人。神说呢，现在好，我把你们从这个家里带出来，放在我的家，那我们成为神的儿子。
Jesus was born. God had a son whose name was Jesus, and God made him a man. But he was born the son of God, and he was a man. We get to be born the sons of men, and God can make us children of God.
所以耶稣本来是神的儿子，神却让他呢道成肉身成为一个人。我们本来是人的儿子，神借着我们对耶稣的信心呢进到神的家。
All right.Any questions on this before we keep going?
到现在有什么问题吗？
The logic is Jesus. Who is Jesus?
所以这里的逻辑就是耶稣到底是谁呀？
If you've got a question, keep going. All right.
耶稣是谁？
Some say Jesus is a liar.
有的人说呢，耶稣是个撒谎的人。
Okay, Bible talks a lot about him, but it's lies.
圣经讲了很多关于他的内容呢，但是这是谎言。
Some say Jesus is a lunatic.
有的人说他是个疯子啊，就是。疯了，脑子不正常。
Okay, lunatic is an English word meaning crazy.
这是个比较正式的词，在讲疯子的意思。
Bible says Jesus is Lord.
神却说，圣经却说呢，耶稣是主。
Okay, so is he a liar?
他是不是个谎言，说谎的呢？
Is he a lunatic?
他是不是疯子呢？
If he's not a liar and a lunatic, what is he?
如果他两个都不是，他只能什么？
Well, if he's not a liar, he is what he said he is.
他不是说谎的呢？
And if he's not crazy, then he is what he said he is.
那如果他既不是说谎的，那他就是他自己所声称的那样。如果他不是疯子呢，那他显明的能力就是真实的。
And what did he say he was?
那他说他是谁呢？他显明他是谁？
That he's Lord.
他就是主了。
Okay. I told you that I was at a meeting with some people of another religion once.
我曾经有跟一群宗教里的人一起开会。
And there was a debate.
有一个讨论。
The man who was a Christian was debating with these people of the other religion, and he used this argument.
一个人呢，他是基督徒啊，他要面对所有各个宗教来的人啊，那他就用这样的逻辑跟大家讲。
And he turned to the man who was trying to say that Jesus was not the Lord. And he said to the man, "What is your answer to that?"
所以呢，对于那些说耶稣不是神的人啊，他就问，那你的答案对这个问题，你的答案是什么？
And the man said, "It's not that simple."
那个人说，那不没有那么简单啊。 你这问题太简单了。
But he didn't explain it any other way.
但他也没有提出其他的解释方式。
I explained the truth of the gospel to my boss, a very intelligent lawyer.
那我曾经跟我的老板啊解释神的道啊，一个非常聪明的律师，他是。
And I told him, I said, Gordon, this is the plan of God. This is the salvation of God. You must receive Jesus as your Savior.
那我就跟他说，我说 Gordon, 这就是神的救恩呐，你必须接受这个救恩。
And he said this to me. I've been speaking to him for a day and a half.
我就跟他讲了整整一天半啊。
Okay.We were traveling together.
因为我们在一起旅行。
As we drove in the car,、
嗯、
at lunch, as we drove in the car, at supper, as we settled at day and a half.
就是呢，我们一起在旅行呢，就在车上开车，然后呢，白天开车，我跟他说，中饭我也跟他说，下午我跟他说，晚上我也跟他说，然后一直说了一天半。
Okay, and when it was all over, I said to him, Gordon, you must trust Jesus as your Savior. Do you know what he said?
我说高人，我说完以后，我说你必须要接受基督成为你的救主啊！你猜他怎么说？
It's not that simple.
然后你猜他说什么？他就说：“哎，这个没有那么简单了。”
I said to him, "All right, Gordon, I want you to tell me why it's not that simple."
那我就问他，我说：“那你到底觉得没为什么没有那么简单呢？”
And he said to me, "I don't want to talk about it anymore."
他就说：“我再不想说这事了啊，你别跟我谈了。”
Okay, I turned on the radio.I listened to the Science Canada's Science Program.
然后我就打开收音机啊，收音机里是加拿大科学频道。
And there was a man who was arguing marvelously from the logic of, and I'll try to give you the word, I can't even think of the phrase, but he argued that evolution is impossible because of irreducible complexity.
那这个科学频道呢就在讲一个什么内容呢，就在讲进化啊是不可能的。他举的一个证据有力的证据呢，就是不可简化的复杂。
Can I give you the example of irreducible complexity?
你能不能给出这样的例子，就是不可简化的复杂这样的例子。
It goes like this. DNAis made up of 3.5 billion letters, all in the right order.
就比方说 DNA 哈，就是有35亿的这个字母顺序啊，好像是，就是排序啊，而且是绝不能出错的这个排序啊，这样的排序是不能出一个错啊，这是很复杂的。但是呢，这就是 DNA 了。
Okay.And the only way you can make DNA is to have amino acids. The right amino acid will make the DNA.
好像是脱氧核糖核酸的意思啊，就是一个生物词啊，就是必须得用这样东西来做成这个 DNA 啊。
There's only one problem.
就是一个麻烦。
You can't make DNA without amino acids.
就是你没有这个 amino acids 你就做不出 DNA.
And you can't make amino acids without DNA.
然后你也不能够又没有amino acids, 你没有 DNA 呢也做不出这个 amino acids.
So how are you going to start?
那你从哪里开始呢？
Okay, it's not that simple, you know. You got to get all 3.5 billion letters in the right order.
啊，你必须要35亿的这个次序啊。都同时是对的，你不能靠进化的来，你错了一个呢，就没有那个结果。
Okay, you put that to a scientist.
你把那个放到科学家面前去。
And what's he going to say?
他会说什么呢
？Well, it's not that simple.
他会说没有那么简单。他会说没有那么简单。
That's what they said on the radio. Canada's brilliant science program, and the man spent 20 minutes.Explaining how it was impossible, and the moderator said, "Well, then, what do you make of it?" And he said, "Well, it's not that simple." And the moderator said, "Thank you. That's very good. That's the end of the program. Bye bye."
就是当答案出来了以后呢，啊，就说哎呀，大家都说没有那么简单。那个主持人说，好，对，很好，大家都觉得没有那么简单。算了，结束了。
Okay, who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣呢?
Okay, and the question is, every one of us have got to answer the question to the point where we're able to look him square in the eye on Judgment Day and tell us the answer and not say it's not that simple.
对，我们每个人最终审判日的时候，我们面对耶稣的时候，我们不能这么回答，说，哎呀，那是没有那么简单。
How would you know?
我们怎么知道呢?
You'd look at the miracles.
你该看见都看见。
And you'd listen to what he says, and then you'd have to make up your mind.
总是要做一个决定。
Our time is gone.
我们时间到了。
We didn't do very many verses today, but this was decision time in the book of John. Lord, we just pray.
主啊，我们就是祷告现在。
We pray that each of us will acknowledge that Jesus Christ really is the Lord.
我们的祷告是，我们盼望知道耶稣基督就是我们的主。
Lord, help us to hear it.
帮助我们能够听见这声音。
Help us to understand it.
也明白这话语。
Help us to believe it.
也帮助我们能信靠。
And help us to obey it.
也顺服它。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe I can get it.